Welcome to the Wine Marketer's Radar, your weekly roundup of non-wine news that matters to your wine brand. I'm Polly Hammond, founder of Fife Forest. Each week, I'll bring you fast, strategic insights to help your wine marketing team stay ahead of the curve. April 28th. In this episode of the Wine Marketer's Radar, we're talking accessibility lawsuits, collapsing loyalty, Gen Z discovery habits, and Google's latest cookie backtrack. Let's start with a story that we've been tracking for quite some time. Last week, the FTC finalized a $1 million settlement against Accessibe, the company behind those ubiquitous accessibility overlays. They claim their plugin could make any website fully WCAG compliant with just a few clicks. Except it couldn't. Now, Accessibe has been fined $1 million and banned from making compliance claims without hard proof. They've been barred from misrepresenting endorsements and forced to stop promoting fake independent reviews. This is not a slap on the wrist. This is a clear signal that accessibility shortcuts, especially the kind sold as simple overlays, will not cut it anymore. Not for regulators and not for customers. Why does this matter for wine brands? Well, a lot of wineries have been sold on these same shortcuts, especially overlays like Accessibe's. Vendors promised that a plugin could make your site ADA compliant. They made it sound easy, protected, one and done, you're safe, except you're not. At Fife Forest, we've been warning wineries about this for years. True digital accessibility is not a feature you can add after the fact. This is a commitment that's baked into the way your website is designed, built, and maintained. Overlays do not make your site compliant, they don't prevent lawsuits, and they don't deliver real usability for the people who actually rely upon assistive technologies. Our CTO, Michael Bourne, has really led the charge in setting a higher standard for winery websites. You can find his articles on this topic all over the Fife Forest blog. Remember, accessibility is not a nice to have. This is a non-negotiable. If your website told you that an overlay was enough to protect you, you need to start asking some questions. Now let's talk about what it actually takes to engage today's customers. The latest SAP Consumer Product Engagement Report shows just how much harder it's getting to win and to keep customer attention. Here's what the data is telling us. 65% of marketers say consumer behavior is becoming harder to predict. 69 say it's becoming harder to engage meaningfully with customers. And from the customer side, 57% have switched to cheaper store brand alternatives for the products they used to buy. Loyalty is eroding, and the cost of living pressures are rewriting buying habits across all categories. At the same time, consumers do still want meaningful engagement. 42% of consumers want personalized deals and offers. 27% want brands to help them discover products they didn't even know that they love. But here's the disconnect. While brands are prioritizing big investments in e-commerce and automation, consumers are still leaning into email, websites, and social content when they engage. They want convenient, content-rich experiences, not just more touch points, but better touch points. Wine marketing cannot rely on old loyalty assumptions anymore. Club members will churn if they don't feel seen. Casual buyers will drift to easier, cheaper alternatives if your brand doesn't stay top of mind. Real engagement now means predictive personalization. That means using first-party data to suggest wines, experiences, and offers that customers actually want. Retention-first strategies. So this is something like exclusive early access, loyalty rewards that feel personal, members-only content that makes somebody feel like they belong. And tight omni-channel storytelling. This is connecting your email, site, social, and SMS all into one coherent journey, not just scattered pieces of content. And it means paying attention to the channels that actually drive action. Email, smart web experiences, meaningful social presence. Don't just add more noise. The takeaway, customers are cutting back on luxuries. They're scrutinizing value and they're getting choosier about where they spend their attention as well as their money. If your winery's marketing isn't deeply tuned into their real life behaviors, not just a marketing calendar, you're going to lose them. The winners will not be the loudest brands. They'll be the ones who listen, they make it easier and more rewarding to stick around. Speaking of customers evolving, let's talk about Gen Z. The latest GWI report on Gen Z in 2025 is packed with insights, but here's the bottom line. Gen Z is not loyal to brands. They're loyal to connection. The generation isn't just buying products, they're buying experiences and community and a sense of shared values. And when it comes to brand discovery, the traditional pathways are dead. 38% of consumers now discover brands through social media. That's higher than search and higher than TV ads. TikTok isn't just entertainment anymore. It's actually where product discovery starts. And Pinterest, despite being smaller overall, is growing fastest among Gen Z as a source of style and lifestyle inspiration. Next up, influencer culture is real, but it's trust that's driving decisions, not clout. So Gen Z trusts peer recommendations and real experiences more than traditional advertising. But authenticity is not negotiable. Scripted influencer placements or heavy-handed ads are backfiring on brands quickly. And when it comes to values, Gen Z expects brands to be sustainable, inclusive, and transparent. But they're not looking for lectures. They want your brand to do the work behind the scenes. Don't make activism another marketing angle. If you want their attention, you can't rely on prestige, awards, or even tradition. You need content that feels shareable and human and emotional. Stories that invite curiosity and connection, not just push product. And experiences that welcome, and this is super interesting, solo travelers, flexible drinkers, and first-time tasters, not just affluent collectors or future club members. The takeaway, Gen Z is not interested in perfect moments. They travel solo, they discover wine casually, they build brand relationships long before they step foot in your tasting room. If you want their loyalty, don't chase their attention with louder ads. Work on building trust, spark conversation, create experiences worth discovering, and more importantly, show up where their curiosity already lives, because they're not looking for brands to invite them in. They're looking for brands that they already feel a part of. Now, onto another twist in the saga of online privacy and why first-party data matters more than ever. Last week, Google quietly announced it's ditching plans for a standalone third-party cookie opt-out button in Chrome. After 5 years of promising to phase out third-party cookies, they've officially backtracked. At least for now. Instead of creating a clear opt-out flow, Google is leaving cookie controls buried deep inside Chrome's existing privacy settings, a move that critics say favors maintaining ad revenue over true user transparency. Why does this matter for wine brands? Well, in short, cookies aren't disappearing as fast as we all thought, but that doesn't mean business as usual. Cookies are going to linger, but they're no longer the reliable backbone of digital marketing that they once were. Consumers expect more privacy, regulators expect more transparency, and Google is caught somewhere between pressure from advertisers and watchdogs, and they aren't going to deliver clarity anytime soon. Even if cookies stay around in some form, trust will be the new currency of digital marketing. The big takeaway: this announcement doesn't buy you more time to wait and see. This is a flashing sign that says you have to stop renting audiences. Start owning your customer relationships now with data that they willingly, enthusiastically trust you to hold. And that's it for this week's Radar. For more insights and support with your wine marketing, be sure to visit fiveforests.com and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.